Begin transmission.
It's 8:23 p.m.
That is, of course, local time. If you check your clock, you'll notice that it's 19:30 UTC, which means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and right now I am just sitting in my studio with Hello Kitty. Yeah, we know that part. And I feel like going somewhere, so let's get out of here. Boodly, 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 boo! And through the magic of radio, we are at our destination. So, let's get out of the car here. Ugh, ow, my knee. And where are we, you might be wondering? We are somewhere in the vicinity of Tranquility Park, near my secret mushroom grounds. And what are we doing? That's right, we're looking for Matties. So let's just walk over here and get onto this trail and see if we can spot our Mattie buddies. I'm looking for some Matties and I don't see any. So we'll just go down here a few more feet. Well, I can see down into the creek from here. And I can see 1, 2, 3, 4 Mattie holes. But I don't see any Matties. It is a bit cooler today, kind of a lot cooler. It got up to 81 degrees yesterday, and it is currently 47, 24 hours later. And here I am, walking around, looking for dudes and other things. There's a lot of cool mushrooms down there. From last year, some conks on a tree. Alright, let's go see if we can find some more Matties. Now this is very interesting. I've come along the path and I'm looking at these logs and I thought I saw something on a log. And I did see something on a log. It was not a Mattie, it was a black squirrel. And he's just stretched out sunning himself. Hi, Mr. Squirrely. I wave at you. Hi. And then, as I take a few more steps, I should be able to see some more marmot dens down into the creek here. Yeah, there's one. Just a den, though. No Matties. There's another den right over here. And I can see a hole, but I do not see any Matties. And I turn around and look, and yeah, that black squirrel, he's just still sitting on his log, taking in some sun. He's all flopped out. He's all stretched out and absorbing as much sun as he can. And although it is cool, it is very sunny today. So we should be able to find more sunning animals like this. So let's go further up the path and see what we can find. Bingo, we have contact. I've come up the hill and I was looking down into the creek, not seeing anything, and then I looked over to my right and I thought, well, I should check this hole, even though I haven't seen a marmot in this hole for 2 or 3 years. And guess what? Yeah, there's a marmot sticking his head out of the hole. Well, he just got tired of listening to me talk, so he just ducked back down. All right, let's sneak up there closer. Yeah, this particular mound of dirt here, this is all mulch, and they just left it here. And over the years, some dudes have taken up residency on occasion. This is great. Okay, we've seen one marmot already today, and it was in an unexpected place. Even though we were expecting to find them, it was in an unexpected place, so this may count as an unexpected marmot. And this is a massive den We're not going to hassle this guy right now. We're going to keep on walking up there because there's no good access point to be looking into that den. All right, let's go up here about another 100 yards. As I walk up the edge of this little creek, it's awesome because along the banks, there's all these little paths, obvious little marmot paths. You know, it's full of marmot-y tracks. And you say, "Hey, marmot!" But I don't see any. We gotta go up here and look in the marmot-y holes and find us some mutties. And as we come around Polypore Bend here, well, there's a bicyclist on the other side of the creek. That's okay. He shouldn't bother us too much. And I'll be able to look down into the pit of despair. The creek is really wide and really deep here. The ravine is really eroded, and so it's pretty much the Grand Canyon. And the Mateys like to make dens in the holes, in the sides of the walls. And where's my Mateys? I can see some Matey holes, but I don't see my Mateys yet. Okay, so let's sneak up here a little bit further. See if we can't find our Matey dudes hiding down in here somewhere. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4 dens, and I don't see any Mateys. Where could the Mateys be? This is the place. This is the place where we always find Mateys. I mean, not always, but if you want to see a Mate, this is one of the best places to be. Now, I can see holes, but I do not find any Mateys. Where's all my Mateys? I've walked up a little bit further. I can see Matey tracks down in the mud. Some big Matey tracks. But I can't find me any Mateys. And usually when this happens, it's all because they're on holes on this side of the bank and I can't see them. So we should go on the other side of the creek and look down onto this side. Uh-oh, wait a second. What's that? Oh, damn it, no. I thought I saw a Matey on a log. But it is just a log. That's the tricky thing about marmots. One of their key defense mechanisms is looking like a log. Quick, I think that guy saw us. Look like a log. This area right in here is also one of my favorite mushroom producing areas. And look at this. Here's a hole. Here's a Matey hole that I didn't even know was here. Very interesting. There's the entrance. There's the exit. And it looks like somebody's been digging. This hole's been used sometime rather soon. That's right off the trail, right here in my little mushroom area. And there used to be some logs there. But no wonder I've never seen that Matey hole before. Oh, I wish mushroom season would start. I want to find some mushrooms when I can't find my Mateys. Where are all these guys? Yeah, let's head back down the trail. Maybe we can spot that one guy that we already saw again. Maybe take a photograph of him. Let's go back and see. Okay, I'm sneaking back up on the mound. Where is my Matey? He was poking his head out of the hole on the back side. So we're gonna quietly sneak around the front here and take a look around back and see if we can spot some Mate. There he is. He heard me. See if I can get a picture. Oh, Oh yes, I think we got some very good pictures of Mr. Matti. That was pretty awesome, because he heard me, and he didn't just stick his head out of the hole, he came out of the hole, and came over the crest of the little mound of dirt that he's in, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing, just going to take a picture of you, Mr. Matti. I'm going to try to sneak around here some more. Oh yeah, he's still watching. I come around the edge here. Oh, it's a nice Matti. I wonder if this is a female. She's nice chocolatey brown. You look like a chocolatey Matti. I want to give you Matti kisses. This marmot's looking at me like I'm some kind of crazy person. All right, let's sneak out of here so we don't freak her out. Maybe she's going to have babies. This could be a birthing den. It is pretty big. All right, let's get out of here. And back onto the path we go. Oh, that was good fun. I hope that photograph turned out. It probably did. It's a good picture of a Matti, curious Matti, looking over her terrain. All right, let's head back down the path. See if we can spot some more Mattis. Get back towards where my car is. I'm kind of disappointed I'm not seeing a marmot right around here, because there's a cleared out den right there. Where's my Matti's? There should be some right here. There almost always are. Is. I can't talk when I'm walking and looking for Matti's at the same time. Surely there's got to be another one out here today. Well, I'm back at the point where I can see like four different dens where the creek wants to turn and then go into the main creek, but I still am seeing nothing, so let's run over there and jump in the car. I'm back at my car, and I've been standing here now for 5 minutes trying to get my car to open. And it will not. I'm pressing the button on the key fob over and over and over. And now I'm stuck about 2 miles, maybe 3 miles away from my house. And I cannot walk that far. Oh, there it goes. Thank God. I was going to say, I cannot walk that far in this sun. Oh, I wish somebody would fix my goddamn car. All right, where are we going? Let's head over to Herrenhaven. And again, through the magic of radio, here we are. Herrenhaven Wetlands Preserve. And as I was pulling into the parking lot, I thought I saw some action over by that Matti hole, but it was just a squirrel trying to trick me. Oh, I'm loath to lock my car. Will I be able to unlock it if I push this damn button? Guess we'll find out. All right, let's just head into the interior. Well, I have to say that there are a lot of squirrels in Matti places today. I'm looking over there where I know there's a marmot den, and what do I see? Oh no, it's just a squirrel. Then I look over there where I know there's a marmot den, and what do I see? Oh no, it's just a squirrel. Then I look over there, squirrel, there, squirrel, squirrely, squirrely. And that reminds me of something that happened to me yesterday. Yesterday, I went out onto my deck with some food. Uh-oh, we got some goosey drama over here. Geese are flying through the cut for some reason. Having some kind of border confrontation. Anyway, yesterday I went outside to put some corn and some sunflower seeds out for the birds. And as I was doing this, I heard some weird birdie noise up above me, and I look up into some trees up above me, and there's two Cooper's hawks, apparently trying to make baby Cooper's hawks, or at least the male was trying to. The female was trying to eat and got rid of them, and I tried to take some pictures of them. Okay, here we are. I've come to the crossroads of the path here, where the warning Canada Goose sign is. And of course, there's a Canada Goose right in front of it saying, yeah, warn this. And there's two guys down there. Those two guys were chasing this guy. And there's a guy over there giving me the honks. Yeah, there's some kind of goosey drama going on here. So, let's just ignore it. And walk out onto the boardwalk here, see if we can find some watery dudes. Well, I'm getting close to the boardwalk. And there's two honksters. Yeah, hi. Oh, and I can see some little ducks out there. There's two geese standing on the boardwalk, kind of preventing me from going any further. Which is kind of okay. And I can see one, two, maybe three little ducks where that tree falls into the water. I don't think they've seen me yet. They're gonna spook. And I'm hearing some other quacks and honks. Oh, there's all kinds of fun stuff going on out here today. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I'm not going to hassle these geese. No, you guys can stay there. Yeah, you can stay there. I'm just going to turn around and I'm going to go out to the bird blind. Okay, see you later. All right, we'll see those guys later. They look like they're having a good time just standing there. So I'm not going to hassle them. I'm not going to infringe on some goose bliss. I'm not a jerk. And as I cross over the land bridge here, I look down into the billabong and there's another goose. Of course. Because this is a high traffic goose area. And as I round the bend of Turtle Bay, there's no turtles in here today. But there's a lot of little froggies. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Is that one? Yeah, maybe. Call it 10 frogs. It's pretty birdy out here today. Meaning, lots of birds. Lots of bird action. Lots of bird noises. Birds hopping through the underbrush often sound like marmots, and so I keep looking for things and they just turn out to be birds. All right, stepping into the bird blind here. I got some big waves out there. What's making big waves? Oh, I don't know, but I can see turtles on the log. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I think. And I can see some duckies over there, and there's geese everywhere. And there's geese out on Goose Island. And as I scan around the treetops, I don't see any blue herons. I don't see any green herons either. I don't think I have seen a green heron out here for a while. Oh, and look over there. There's a single solitary little tartar on a log over there. He's little. Now, where's all my scratties? I don't see any scratties. But, you know, at least there's stuff blooming in the water. There's moss growing on the bank here. That's good. And we got algae growing in the water. Now, the big question is, where's my snapping turtles? I like snappers. And I keep hearing something. Sounds like something's walking around in the grass. Is it just birds out here? Or is there actually somebody doing something? Oh, no, it's just a bird. I can see him now. Ooh, but I am standing, I'm exposed to direct sunlight, and it's not doing me any good. Alright, let's go walk up around in the loop here and see if we can find any other dudes. I just heard some splashing sounds, and I think it might have been some turtles leaving that log. Yeah, I'm about 20 meters away, but they can see me as I work my way up this path that goes up around in the loop here. And apparently it scared them. And you know, once one turtle jumps off, then every other turtle has to jump off. Alright, let's work our way up here and look down into the ravine here, see if we can find anything interesting. Okay, I'm now looking down into the ravine where all the heavy beaver damage is, but I don't see any beavers, and I don't see any motts, and this is pretty much going to be the last day of being able to see motts, just from this vantage point, because things are starting to green up just enough here that you can't see anything on the ground from, what am I, 40, 50 meters away. Okay, so I look over there. Do I see any motties? Oh boy, you can't even see that hole anymore. There's also a hole that's right over there about, not even 10 meters. It's real close to the edge of the path, and when it's not overgrown as much, you can see it. And I haven't seen a mott in that hole, well, in at least a year. Alright, now, as we sneak up around the path here, we come upon the other big marmot den, the big dugout one, and I don't see anybody in the hole, but that doesn't mean there isn't anybody in there. And this is going to be all greened over real soon. And we're not going to be able to see back in there for in another couple days, potentially a week. Dun dun dun, walking down the path. Dun dun dun. Listening to birdies. So many birdies. Hanging out at Heron Haven. There's a couple things I hate about this path. See, this used to just be wood chips. Then somebody thought it would be a good idea to widen it to about 6 feet and cover it in clinker. If you don't know what clinker is, well, let's just say it's a small aggregate stones. Sort of like pea gravel, except sharper. not rounded in the current of rivers. And of course I'm wearing my shoes that have all the holes in them, and so now I got all these little sharp rocks in my shoes. And I have to stop and try to shake them out every once in a while. And yes, I do have another pair of shoes at home that does not have holes in it. Why did I not wear it today? That pair? I don't know. And I'm looking up on the side of that little crest of hill thingy there, and there's a marmot den up there, but I haven't seen any marmots in that den for quite a while. 2, maybe even 3 years. Last year was not a good marmot year out here, as opposed to, you know, some previous years. Oh, I'm back at the bend of Turtle Bay. And look at that big fat froggy. Well, that one's a 3/4 pounder. That's a chunky frog. It's chunky style. And there's a log that looks like it has muskrat poops on it. Okay. Awesome. Good to know. It's a muskrat mailbox. Oh, and I can hear frogs jumping into the water. Blorp, blorp, blorp. Oh, this is interesting. Okay, as I approach the billabong here, I can see that these geese have moved into it. These are the two geese that were standing over on the boardwalk, preventing me from going any further. So, now that we can actually go out there, let's go out on the boardwalk and see if there's any action. And at least check out all the goosey nests, see if they got eggs in them. Because pretty soon, in about another 30 days, or a little bit less, we're going to have baby goosers. And as I walk out onto the boardwalk, trying to avoid all the goose poops, I just scared away those two ducks. Ducks are not giant people fans. And as I get about halfway out here, I can now look back and see the goose that's over there by the... Hi, she's looking at me now. Hi! She's sitting on her eggs. That's a good gooser. And so we'll keep on walking out here. Oh, I can see a frog swimming underwater. That was awesome. He was pretty speedy. And now we'll walk out to the end of the boardwalk here and see the other goose. And there's more geese. Ooh, wait, what's that? Is that a squirrel? No, that's a mink. Yes, one mink spotted. He's brown and he's about a foot long, maybe a little bit longer. And he's on the opposite bank and he just went into a hole. Awesome. That's my first mink spotting of the year. Super happy. What is today? Yay, my first minky. And that makes sense because now that we have geese laying eggs, we're going to have egg eaters show up like Mr. Minky. And I wonder if we're going to get some snakes and foxes soon. And here's this geezer. Hi! I'm waving at you. Hi! I look out for minks because I just saw one over there. He was brown and pretty weaselly, sneaking around. Wow, I'm looking back over there to see if I can... there go the geese. A small flock. Where'd that mink go? Yeah, he disappeared. He's hiding from me. Uh-oh, here come two geese. They probably think I got food for them. I do not. Alright, let's start heading back down the boardwalk and avoid the moochie geese. Oh, there he is. I spotted him again. That mink. He's just trundling around on the other bank. Wow. That's cool. He's up kind of in some tall grass now. And now I can't see him again. Awesome. 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 All right. I think it's time we make it back to the car. So let's head back there real quick. And here we are. And I'm looking at the clock and it's telling me that I'm running out of time. It's about 1957 or 58. And that was awesome that we got to see a mink today. Plus that Monty when we were over back at Tranquility. But I gotta wrap it up. We gotta end this show because I'm running out of time. So this is the part where I say, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. And the committee is brought to you by the letter M for marmots and minks and mushrooms, which is what we were looking for today. Who knows what we'll do tomorrow, but you should probably tune in because this show airs every day at 19:30 UTC. Who knows? Maybe I'll go to the bar and eat a hamburger. All right, I am out in the field, literally, still at Herrenhaven, just sitting in my car, so I can't do any magic sound effect tricks. So, all I can really say is, see you later, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.